Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Good evening. The show begins tonight in Europe, asking the question, can the EU take the lead in Ukraine for rebuilding, for arming, for sustaining through the rough road ahead if the U.S. departs? I ask of Anatole Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. We also turn to the question of NATO. Is it ready for war? There's talk of drafting the public in the United Kingdom. There's talk of we only have a few years left to get ready. This is Norway. It's a fever. War within 5 years in Europe. Supreme Court. Supreme Court is waiting several applications, requests, cases from the candidacy of Donald Trump for the presidency. Right now, the D.C. Court of Appeals has a case where Trump is claiming immunity for actions he took while president of the United States, pending the decision. Also, Andrew McCarthy is here to talk about a much smaller Republican Party after the New Hampshire vote, the independents, the Republicans who are suspicious, and just in general, people are not following their usual expectation in a Republican primary. In Russia, is Russia encouraging Tehran's offensive? Is it abetting the offensive? I asked this of John Chancer of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. And then a conversation with Congressman Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey about his trip recently returned from Israel and the morale of the people, which he describes as somber. Gaza, more tunnels, elaborate tunnels found, including tunnels where some of the hostages were kept captive over these last weeks on the basis of DNA found on the walls. A grim situation. There's a special unit, I'm told, that moves the hostages around, a special Hamas unit. It's all quite appalling. Ilan Berman, the senior vice president of the American Foreign Policy Council, comments on the war of the North against Hezbollah, which he says is in train, inevitable. Antonio Colobashanu in Bucharest, we discuss the farm belt in Germany and Poland and France and Italy, and the objection by the farm belt of Ukraine grain, inferior Ukraine grain, and other produce reaching market and giving a priority, driving prices down. The farmers regard this as unacceptable. Certainly complicates the whole question of Ukraine joining the EU. Also, a happy conversation with Sadanan Dume, the American Enterprise Institute and the Wall Street Journal editorial page, about a new temple to the Hindu god Ram, dedicated by the very popular and powerful Prime Minister Modi. This is on the site of the burned-down mosque from 92, which caused a riot and many deaths. And it's said to be the birthplace of the god Ram. It's a Hindu god, and it's a Hindu nation dominantly. Dealing with the Muslim minority is a challenge that has not been met, as of my reading. Scholar report about what's wrong with the PRC economic miracle, which is now sinking swiftly in debt, joblessness, and investor flight. That about does it. The fourth hour, Veronique de Regis celebrates President of Argentina Javier Milei's speech at the World Economic Forum, in which he told the World Economic Forum that collectivism was not the way to be prosperous, that what's ahead for his country, Argentina, is cutting regulation, cutting off the many ministries, stopping the transfer payments and dollarizing and going for prosperity. Good for him. Late, a conversation with an astronomer, Ioana Koutsouridou from Athens. She's at the University of Florence, about the discovery of a descendant of the first stars, called Population 3, the first stars. They were metal poor, meaning hydrogen and helium. That was it. Metals are everything above that. And they found a descendant of that in our own galaxy. Now they're going to go looking for the original with the James Webb Space Telescope, peering back into the beginning of the cosmos. I don't understand all of it, but it's great fun to be at the edge of astronomy as it discovers new understandings of our cosmos and to talk to people who do understand the search for the first stars. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. There's much more. Thank you very much.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.